Testing microphone 1 2 1 2. Yeah, testing microphone. Hi, that's my greeting. Yo, welcome to another episode of Stories by Folakemi. And yes, today we'll be talking about around people of the other world. Today I have two people with me that are going to be discussing a very interesting, important, all encompassing, when you buy a purpose. People that are going to be on this date with me on this topic, they are experts in the topic. They have understanding on various levels. One of them is the doer, another is the doing, the receiver. You know, when we are in secondary school, they say something that when we use verb, Morati, there is a doer and there is a receiver of the action, because verb is an action word. So in the studio, Mileni, I have one doer of the action and one receiver of the action. Now, what is the verb? Ghosting. Hey, I'm good now. I do good. See the way they are looking at me. I don't do good things. So, let me introduce them. What's their name? One of them is Akinpelu Timileyin Agnes. Oh, Akinpelu Oluwa Timileyin Agnes. Opo. And the other one, Afolabi Oluwa Tosin. Drum roll, Nikoko. Afolabi Oluwa Tosin. Which one should we use? Jesu Gbemi. Okay. No. Afolabi Oluwa Tosin Oluwa Busayom. Okay, so people should introduce themselves. Say hello, say hi, whichever one you want to do. She and Woon.
I'm shy. I do shy.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, show young young my dad. So, mathematics.
Hello, everybody.
Stimulating here again.
Okay, so we're talking about ghosting. And yeah, she's going to give us the definition so that people have an understanding. A lot of people used to use the word ghosting when they don't even know what it means. Or a lot of people have been ghosted, but they don't know that that's what they did to them. They just thought, you know, and they did not come back. But in case the person did not come back, I'm trying to explain to you what the person did to you. That's what this conversation is about. In case you are a ghost, or you have been ghosted, or you are in the process of being ghosted, or you are about to ghost somebody, please listen to this one before you now do it. Please, ma'am, you have the floor.
Okay, so ghosting means to end a personal relationship with someone by suddenly and without explanation withdrawing from all communication. There's another one here again. Okay, it's a term used to describe the practice of ceasing all communication and contact with a family, with a partner, friend, or similar individual without any apparent warning or justification, and subsequently ignoring any attempt to reach out or communication made by said partner, friend, or individual. Ah, how about go?
Ceasefire. Ceasefire, Neo. It's like when you just said people. Ceasefire. That's what this ghost thing is. It's like when you tell people, when the soldier come and tell the troop, ceasefire, stop shooting. All of a sudden. So, Timileyin, let's start with you. Have you ghosted somebody before?
That's the way I handle issues. Like, just jackpot.
But is it right?
On a very large scale, it is. But obviously, it's not nice when it's being done.
I'm not saying is it nice. Is it right?
Okay, it's not right. But that's the way.
No, if me now, as I'm talking to you now, from tomorrow, I just go. No, I don't tell you anything. No, I know there's no. I don't tell you that. Timileyin, you offended me, and for that, I'll need space to. Or I want to start. I just need space. I don't tell you anything. I just fiam. Moko, come out from the circle. For the next 6 months, you try to call me. I don't pick your call. I block you on every social media. I remove your contact from my phone.
Okay. No one has gone that extreme on me before, but I think the first thing I'll do is try to justify it in my mind. I like giving people benefit of doubt, so that's the first thing I'll do. I've not even done as bad as that, please say Joe.
You've not done as bad as that?
No, I never reached that level, sorry.
But you will not pick their call?
Be phone call, block them left, center, and right.
But so what's the difference? Let us say, what are you saying? It's the same thing.
Okay, maybe my own definition of ghosting is actually different from the one I just read online.
Okay.
Maybe. But most times it's just, I see it as a defense mechanism on my own part to deal with maybe odds or some people that they've moved mad in my life.
Only once you move mad.
I step back. Because I'm personally, I don't like confrontation. So rather than doing that, I prefer to just step back and just leave the person to their own space. I think that's just what I do.
So that's why you ghost people.
That's why I ghost people.
But do you realize that it would be better if you at least gave them a conversation that they can hold on to and say, oh, maybe this is why she's not picking my call. Maybe if you told them that, Bobo Yi, I don't like the way you are doing. I don't like the energy I'm getting from you. I don't like this. I've been explaining to you. I've been trying to define this thing. Yeah, I've been trying to tell you that we can only be friendship, but you don't want to hear word.
Now that brings me to taking us back to that situationship something again. So I see ghosting as something that you can apply to that situationship something. Because for example, now in my own case, I have different guys that probably be giving signals and everything. They keep doing what is not right.
They don't want to hear what.
And then you will have for you, everything so. But no, the hand will be extending to the
handshake, don't they pass it, but don't they reach neck.
You know, they reach. So at that point, and probably, some that have had the discussion with, mature discussion with, like, okay, this is the way it is. It cannot pass this. But maybe they used to think is that we are trying to do hard to get. They not be leshomo. That kind of situation, what I do is just, not blocking anyways, but probably miss the person's calls intentionally, leave the person alone, don't marry with you. Don't laugh too much. Don't do this too much.
And if you are still in contact with the person, you've not ghosted the person.
That, not being in contact at all. Like, just leave the person. Let breeze blow and everything. Let breeze blow and everything. Because it's an extreme measure on my part too. But I don't use it except.
Okay, but you know that there are some people that even if you let all the breeze in this world blow, they have coconut head. After all the breeze have blown and passed, they will still come back. And tell you that they still want a relationship. You've not met them before. Money, mama, yebi, mama.
All of my, you can't find them where I go.
No, but ghosting is as much as we think it is a defense mechanism. Please, my second guest, she'll be the one to answer this other part. As much as we think ghosting is a defense mechanism, it's also a pointer to lack of emotional intelligence on our part. Is a pointer to it. It's something that is a, we are trying to run away from that emotional responsibility of giving people closure, of having those difficult conversations and moving on. You know, because when we just up one morning, you were talking to this person, you were laughing and you were fine and you were all of a sudden you just I've not really been ghosted before, so I cannot relate on all levels. That's why I brought these people that are experts in the ghosting ministry. Because the Lord has helped me, I only deal with human beings. I don't deal with ghosts. I'm a human being myself. People don't ghost. So that nobody thinks you are making fun of them for having been ghosted before. It's not your fault if people ghost you. Some people will ghost, even if people have ghosted the Lord. Don't mean that people are ghosting Jesus. So it's not your fault if you are being ghosted at the same time. Though some people, according to some people, they say some people deserve ghosting. But I don't think so. I think that everybody deserves closure. Tell them upfront. I think I need space. I think I need time away. I think our friendship is not working. I think, you know, just tell them something. Mm-hmm. So Ma, please, have you been ghosted before? Or have you ghosted before?
Well, I think that once you've been ghosted, there's a high possibility of you ghosting somebody because, you know, hurt people, and then you begin to do what has been done to you. So, because I've been ghosted before, at a point, I found myself not picking calls because I did not feel like, I just did not want to talk. I'm not picking this call. I'm not doing this. I'm not I will just miss a lot of calls and not be on any social media. I'll just be where I am. So yeah, it is. But I jaramig ba straight.
Hey, Oluwa Seun. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Because isolation is not fun. It's not where a believer is supposed to be. It's not where anybody is supposed to be, actually. So.
Okay, so yes, you ghosting people came as a result of, you know, having been ghosted before at some point.
Yeah, at some point.
Okay, so what was your ghosting experience? Like, person that ghosted you, how was it? Was it sweet? Was it like a holiday, a walk in the park? You enjoy it? You do like the space? You know, that yesterday we were thinking this, we were laughing, then today like this.
So it was like a slap in the face, a pinch in the butt.
Pinch, I'll be kicked.
There's one sticker that they use to stick to eat somebody's head. I think that's the right expression for it. Because we were okay which time. The next time, what's going on here? Like, it can be, it starts emotionally.
Yeah.
You are withdrawing from the person emotionally. You're withdrawing, and the person might not feel it until it gets to the physical aspect of, like, you not picking their calls, you not answering them when they are greeting you. Yes, it can get as bad as that. You not answering them when they are trying to get through to you, even emotionally.
Ignoring them even when they are present physically.
Yes, so it can be that extreme. So I felt really bad. Like, I started to question myself, that is there something I've done wrong? Am I not good enough? Is there a problem somewhere? Like, at least let me know what is going on. I just felt like out of space, like I was just hanging somewhere, like, okay, perhaps this person will come back and come and tell me what the matter is. But that thing was painful. Like, I could not understand it, because it had never happened to me before. I could not understand it. I was just there, like, okay, what's going on? Is everything okay? I'm sure I know a chair that you leave somewhere and then you come back
expecting me to still be in that same place.
In the same space. So it's a whole lot, and it should not be done to anybody for whatever reason. For whatever reason. If you need to have space from somebody, if you need to love somebody from afar, let them know. Because they do not have witchcraft. They cannot know. What is going on in your mind?
Expecting people to know what you are feeling or why you are doing what you are doing without communicating it is actually secondary witchcraft, because you expect them to see into your mind and do what you want. So I wanted to ask a question. Was it more difficult because it was somebody you were emotionally attached to? So maybe if it was one, I don't know, maybe it was one, maybe a random friend that you're just getting close to, or somebody that you just know from afar. Even if the person just disappeared for 2 years, it won't be as painful.
Ah, if it's an acquaintance.
Acquaintance, because...
Kilo Shele, won't move.
Move, Jah.
Okay, maybe before it would have gotten to maybe, but now, if it's an acquaintance, well, everybody did their day. I don't... Well,
Mama,
I think,
has learned some wrong lessons.
No. Like, sometimes you have to leave people to do their thing. When they come back, you tell them that you were told, what you did that time, it does not make sense at all. You speak sense into their heads. Like, if there's something you need to voice out on, Soros, okay. Speak out. So,
you are not talking now because you know that you are a culprit in the school of ghosting.
No, I'm actually, on that level, I'm relating to the fact that I've been ghosted before. That was earlier this year.
So you share your experience. We need to.
So I think it was more painful. Obviously, it would be more painful because it was a big attachment. It was a whole lot. Like,
it was a very close person.
So it would be more painful. If you're only Araile lo man se yan. And used to pay more like that, so.
So, are you a Yoruba child at all?
So yeah, if you need space, if you need to tell somebody that you need to you want to detach from them emotionally, you need to let them know. Don't just
disappear on them.
Don't just do it and it's even harder when you are in the same space with the person. You'll be wondering that.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
do go on? What do happen here?
Because this person, I would have hugged the person, you know, seen the person like, shouting, just in playing, and then all of a sudden we are in the same space and you are not. You are not even, I'm not here.
You're not even looking at me. You're not. Hold you our corner. You're not. Mama, we used to give people, we used to give ourselves high before now. We used to jump highs. Oh, what do happen?
We do to any fuck on eyes.
So, in my chest do gish now that I'm thinking about it. But we thank God. We use it to learn. So, you that is ghosting, give yourself brain. Know that everybody cannot know what's going on with you. Nobody can even know what's good. You have to speak
without
up.
Proper communication.
You have to speak up. And that's what we've been saying since. The situationship, in friendships, everywhere. You have to speak up. If something that is going on that you don't like, speak up. If something you need to, like if you need something from a friend or from a partner or from anybody, speak up. Nobody has psychic powers. If you say word of knowledge, that one is for Holy Spirit. So. And we're not Holy Spirit, so nobody can. So yeah, that's.
And stop stressing people. Say, don't say, oh, the Holy Spirit will tell them, and they will just figure out. When the Holy Spirit knows that you are in the position to communicate this thing to these people, you are in that place.
They will not even be in the emotional state for Holy Spirit
for them to
tell
start.
Them anything.
So it's better for you to communicate what you want from people. Like this auntie that was saying she used to ghost people because they think that they don't want to hear no. Tell them straight and fast. Then if you've told them and they don't want to hear, tell them, I'm going to cut off from communication with you. That way, even when you don't talk to them again, you did not ghost them. You told them beforehand that, oh, guy, your handshake, you have already passed wrist. It has passed elbow. He's holding my neck. Now you want to strangle me with this handshake. You know? They will know that this is where you are cutting forms of communication. Ma, you want to say something?
I think ghosting is a really selfish act because you are trying to stop yourself from being hurt, but in the process you are hurting somebody else. So when you have empathy, you know that okay, if somebody does this thing to me, I'll be hurt. So let me just, you know, avoid. Okay, I want to avoid being hurt. Let me avoid this person being hurt too. I'll just say
as it is. Yes.
So that's just it.
And sometimes people think, oh, by saying it, I will hurt this person. By saying. See, add conversations. You can never remove difficult conversations. You can never remove them from life. If not, all your friendships are going to be superficial friendships. You can never run away from hard conversations. You always have to face those roadblocks. You know, always have to talk about, oh, you hurt me this way, you did this way, and left to me, I will just run away, and that's how I know how to deal with pain. But I feel that for us to move forward, we need to address this so it will not happen again. Some of you will just say, they did this and it pained me, and I'll just. You just look away. You are not really looking away. When they do it again, you will remember that last one. And you will be doubly hurt. This person didn't even remember that this to me. And some people, it's that build up of hurt that is making them ghost. Instead of building up all these things, just have those conversations. It can be difficult, but just call your friend. Hey, hello, Iskilu. This is how it is going. See, what happened?
You have a friend with the name Iskilu. Why? What is the reason?
But human beings bear that name, please. Thank you. Hello, it's Myla. What's going on, Jare? The thing is, this is how I feel. I feel like our friendship is not as, you know, valid as it used to be. I feel like we are not doing well to each other. Or why am I even using friendship? Your bae. I feel like you don't even care about me. I feel like you don't. This is the energy I'm getting from you. Because people don't just ghost people that they are good with. You don't just, at some point, maybe you've been hurt by this person. You are going through a hard patch. You are going through a very hard time.
Yeah, people ghost people too because they are going through something and then
so they don't pull them through. You may not be able to give them all the details at that time because I can relate.
Guys do that a lot. Hard guy.
That's why it's hard guy, not hard girl. It's hard guy.
There's something going on with you. A personal problem, but because you don't want to share it, you want to form a
just
bad
ghost
guy,
just that person ghost. For that whole season, then come back after you've sorted
can,
through
you
it.
You can just say,
I'm going to share my experience.
You can just say that, oh, I'm going through something right now. but I cannot really give you all the details.
Or I can't even put it in words.
Yes,
but after everything is over, reassure them that when you can, you will communicate it to
reach
them.
Reach out.
And you can actually still be saying hello, hi. They just want to check up on you. They are not going to bite. They're not going to stick their hand into your throat to
say
get out the information.
Say,
yes.
Yeah.
No, they are, I know that there are some people that want to pressure you just to know. But it's actually selfish on that person's part too. It's not just for you to know. Understand that what is just to you is somebody else's reality. It's what they are going through. So don't ghost people. See, you are the boy, you are the guy. Let me say boy, it's men we are talking to. You are the mom in the relationship and something is going on with you. You are not happy, you are not... Tell them. Guys like to form that guy. Do this thing.
I can sit out on my own.
Mm-hmm. They like to form, oh, let me be fine so that she will not be worried. See, she will be worried that way. She will feel the energy. Ladies don't say a lot, but they will know that something has gone off in this place. They may just not be able to communicate it until everything now goes sour and then you just disappear on them. Many people have ended relationships by ghosting, which is the weirdest thing. How do you just go from elobe, elobu this morning, then the next time is 6 months after you have seen that person have married?
Space open, because you'll be wondering if the person will ever come.
Yes.
Keep space open, and it can it will bring in a lot of odds. You are keeping that space open for that person to come back.
And then they cannot even move on. They cannot heal properly because somewhere in their mind they think you're still going to come back. You're still going to come back because you did not give them a closing conversation. You did not talk to them. You did not give them any proper, you know, tell them disclaimer in advance, information splash. This is what's going to happen. No, you know, even if you have to go, just tell them, let them know that
even
you are leaving.
An information punch. Let them know.
Let them know. Stop saying that, oh, I don't want to hurt them. That thing appeared in that last episode of Situationships. You will hurt them more by not telling them that you will by telling them. See, there is no way you are still... You cannot avoid the hurt, but the hard and fast one, tell them up front, oh, I don't like that, I don't like that, I don't like that. And because of that, I feel that this relationship cannot work, I'm going away. It's better than you just go. You just block them. You just... They will still be thinking that... And you are going to leave a large dent in their self-esteem. Because even if they were very secure before, you are going to bring in a lot of insecurities. That are they not good enough to hold a relationship? That is there something wrong with them? That somebody ghosted them? And it's better if you tell them that, okay, this is what you did wrong. Or this is what I don't like about you. This is what I don't... That's why I'm leaving. It's better. They can work on themselves. They can get better. They can do other things. They will cry, but it should be for a few days and they will be okay. But when you ghost them, and you go for how many weeks or months? Even when you come back, they will still not understand what's going on.
Ghosts don't come back.
Remain a ghost. Ghosts are cuckoo dead before. Remain around. If you ghost somebody, just...
Because you form an attachment that is very toxic.
Very.
You ghost, you come back.
Before you know, they are used to it. The person will even be used to that kind of attachment. They will not be okay with people that are there all the time. They will think that it is abnormal. For somebody
they'll
to be in a relationship and be there every yes and be
away.
There every time.
If there's someone that stays, they'll push you away. They'll push you away a lot because they're like, why are you here? You're supposed to have gone.
Yeah.
And then come back later.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be like,
so sometimes you should actually sometimes some character attributes that some people show off in relationships is that a result of many things they've gone through, probably in past friendships, relationships, but while growing up, people have ghosted them, all those things. So when they are not stable, they are always pushing you away for a season. Then another time, they are rushing at you, they are close to you. And it's like, why is this person unstable? So, Sister Timmy, how it do happen? What do go down? Who do ghost you? How did they ghost you? How did you feel?
I don't want to say unfortunately, but... I was very lucky to date someone during my service year, and
I think I was very lucky.
I was very lucky because it was an eye-opener to me. Like, I got to feel how people have ghosted in time past, how they felt. Now, nobody should attack me because of what I said about ghosting the last time. That was me from the perspective of being the ghoster. Now, I'm talking from the perspective of the
ghosted.
Okay, so... But okay, back to the story. So we were dating, things were fine, things were okay. Then the guy went for Christmas. I mean, I don't go anywhere. I was still where I was, and we're just checking up how far he did now. All of a sudden, my bad there was voicemail. He didn't pick up, he didn't do anything. Then
And people were still in the relationship.
And we were still, it was
left
still.
You alone in the relationship. And
the, all of a sudden,
you
I discovered
like,
that.
But
that
you had to walk out of the relationship.
I was dating myself. I was dating myself.
Oh God!
It's not actually a very funny thing because it's just now that we can laugh about it. Because
you are glorious.
It was very painful. You call someone like 5-10 times and the person doesn't pick and then doesn't call back either. But you're calling back like the second day and they're like, they don't even talk about sorry I missed your call or anything. Then it's just the old hello Alpha, how are you now? And I'm just there like. I was not where my phone was, and dude was busy posting her WhatsApp.
No, you don't know how
like,
to lie.
Ha!
In 2020. So
that continued like for a while. Then, thank God for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I kept asking, Alpha, what's going on at home? Are you still coming back? Are you still doing this? He said, trust me. Are you Jesus? Even Jesus, once in a while, we used to doubt. Because God has to increase our faith. You get what I'm trying to say? So, yeah. And...
that's to help our faith, though.
Just saying, trust me. I'm sorting out something. Okay. Because in relationship, trust is very, very paramount, very important. So, I took up the old mantle of he that trust in the guy.
Yeah.
So, I said...
In your own Bible, you can see that trust in the guy.
You have
the Bible. Have
you?
So, don't go there now. When you do, you can trust in the guy.
I thought just did the okay. Let's just trust and everything. And then all of a sudden, just stop picking calls. And. Code, I can't take a big call. Then afterwards, came and said, then when I stepped back, I did okay. Baba needs space. And I stepped back too. Then came at me one day and said, if we are married, is that how me and we leave him in this situation?
It is a situation anyways.
I'm like,
it's a situation.
So basically the thing is that anybody that ghosts you, probably you guys claim to be in a relationship. See, ghosting is just going to show you their shortcomings. It show you stuff they are capable of that they've not probably displayed when you were doing your luffy doffy up and down.
I said luffy doffy. Mama, tell off in there, because it's getting hot. She's dropping some gems,
so,
worms.
So at that point, I told myself,
you have space to actually think of all the things that you did not have, all the toxic things.
Be able to move back to see.
Yeah, she'll see from her close to somebody.
There's a little
it's just the good thing.
You're just boxed up.
But when
actually
they move,
and then you can't see.
And you have to see them from afar. What? We almost started to consider. You mean this is the person I liked? I tried.
So then afterwards, he just came up with it. Then he just disappeared like that. That was for like 3 months or so.
Wow. He was on the mountain.
Man, trust me. So everybody that I've ghosted in the past, I did feel whatever you felt at that point. Because at that point, you start reading old messages, start recalling old conversations. By the time that records your call log,
you will
listen to it
she
over
can
and
literally
over.
Print all the old messages
over and over again. You will read it between lines. You will try to just
see maybe they slotted in the fact that they could have done.
You will become a psychologist all of a sudden. You will just be. At some point you start feeling like, is it me? Yeah. What did I do wrong? Where did this go all wrong? Where did I come in? Then because there was never any explanation, everything, the whole light is on you. Because you can only, how should I say it, see yourself being the culprit at that point, not the other person being the doer, that kind of thing. So, all of a sudden, you know, it was actually very bad, very, very hard for me. But I had to learn to love myself, because me feeling that way was me not loving myself at that point. It's me not believing that I'm a good person. Me not believing that I tried my best. Me not believing that...
allowing those insecurities.
Insecurity, uncertainty, so many deep feelings. But thank God for the gift of friends, actually, because that was the only... I remember at some point, oh. I think I was just in for lucky, And then that was when I realized that, but then you're there, fine there.
What was I doing? What was I
No, I'm that savage friend that will tell you what it is. So, tell, oh no, I didn't, I'm not, don't go and cast me for this.
And then I think, okay, there was a time I ghosted a friend of mine. We were very close in school, very, very close. They know what I'm talking about. So, for the sake of Hashimi, people, we both, the person, the name.
We cover the person into the part of life.
So we're cool, we're fine, we're okay. Then all of a sudden, Baba started moving mad. You know,
this moving mad
started cementing. You know, when someone
more like you, you know, he do ment.
The thing about being pushed to go somewhere is that when you expect, when you've placed a bar for the person and the person is going so low,
no,
underground, that kind of thing,
the person is not respecting your
boundaries, and then you're like no, I deserve better. So basically ghosting is just like I said earlier, I'm someone that does not like confrontation, so it's basically me running away from confronting people, from having conversation, right. From just saving myself plenty shalaye and telling myself that shalaye you necessary is not, it's not just necessary, that kind of thing. So I just left the person, like, because it was really making me see friends as like, is that really hard to have people to be vulnerable to, that kind of thing. And I just left the person. I didn't even block the person. I just left the guy alone. Then, funny how the thing about people that will continue to not, that they were never meant to be in your space, is that even after you shift back and then they come back, like, yes, they still come and yarn dust. That's the whole thing. They will still come and yarn dust.
Okoto.
I'm not trying to attack anybody, but this ghosting thing, there are different angles to it. There are different angles. Some it's for you. And then Tosin said something that I would like to portray on. She said something about claiming to ghost because you want to heal. Trust me, if you're ghosting in the name of I want to heal from this, now lie. Now just avoid them. You know, just pass left turn. It's a lie. It will still come back at you.
Have that closure.
So
have that
if you're going to heal, know that you're healing. Not. I want to allow breeze blow. It's a lie. The breeze that blow it to go, we blow it back. That's the way it works, actually. So if you're going to heal, stay there. If it is good, the conversation that you need,
if
let's talk about
ghosting,
it.
If you are ghosting, I feel that you are avoiding the hard emotions. That's what you are doing.
Yes.
And then in healing, you have to face those hard emotions. You have to actually have those conversations. You have to face those people that you feel have hurt you badly.
Don't be a coward in the name of.
That's what ghosting is. Ghosting is for cowards, actually. Yeah. Only cowards ghost. Because you are scared of facing.
I have a conversation to have with somebody before I ghost the person. Don't worry, I cannot ghost.
Ghosting is for cowards. You actually have to face those things. Face those
face
feelings.
Face your fears.
Tell them, yes. Tell them this is how it is. You may actually see that friendship is what holding on to. You know, this name of cancel culture, toxic friendships, we move. People have been moving to Koto, moving to Sokaway. You are not actually moving emotionally.
Is that when you now meet another person, that insecurity is still there. You will not want to be vulnerable.
And
you
claim
to
have
open up.
You claim
to have done the whole motivation.
Well, God will heal you. God will heal you.
But as for me, Jesus will intervene.
Yes, I believe that. No, I believe Jesus will intervene. That's the only way we can address this matter, because there's so many angles. But I feel that whichever angle you're coming from, have closure. Give these people closure. Tell them, let them know why you're doing what you're doing. Because to be honest, I still cannot make sense of the fact that we are good yesterday and we are no longer good, or you are taking small spaces, small, then all of a sudden you just disappear. That's a cowardly behavior. Face it. Tell the person, I don't want to be in your space again. They will cry, but they will be okay. They will know that you left. Not that they will think that they are smelling. They're not saying, God, am I smelling? Why did this person avoid? You will not know how deeply this can affect somebody
that
psychologically.
That's very scary. I read a book about a lady that they live by the lake. And then she and her friends will just be together. And then before you know it, she has disappeared into the water. Like, they'll be looking for her frantically. Where is this girl? Hope nothing bad has happened to her. People will be looking for her. She would have come out of the water, should have sat down on the beach waiting for them to come back. Because what kind of nonsense is that?
Because there were fears relating to that kind of person.
The fear. So you start to withdraw because
trauma. Even and now the thing is, they can. It will be difficult for them to have healthy relationships. They'll be the one to now say that why they'll say always guiding from afar. They want to handle everybody from afar so that they don't get
disappearing like that. Is very scary, very very scary. Apart from the pain, scary, very scary.
And then they'll come back without an explanation. Come back without anything. Do you know? It's not a good situation to put somebody in. You know, just don't ghost people. That's the only way I can put it. No matter the reason, I get the fact that you may need to. Some people are highly toxic. You know, some people are difficult to love and some people are toxic. That's a conversation for another day. But some people are highly toxic and you may need your space to love them from afar, you know, love them from 100 miles away. Just one call in 3 months and all that. Have that conversation. I think we cannot be in the same space. I think it is not good for both of us for whatever reason. And then, try to soft land it for them. Don't just make them the bad person.
And then
try to own up to the fact that you may have areas that cannot deal with them.
And when you understand that people are coming from a far place, you understand that people are what their past experiences have made them.
Yes.
It could be that somebody is toxic and the person does not know.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that somebody has, like we said before, you become a ghoster because you've been ghosted.
Yeah.
So it could be that people, they've taken up behavior or characters that they do not know they have because of their past
some
experiences.
Some people even ghost because their parents have been ghosting them. Their parents have never been there for them.
As a result of childhood trauma, as a result of something that happened in their early years or when they were in secondary school, you don't know. So let them know. Let them know. Tell them, okay, this is how it is. You can help them because they'll become better people. You can help them.
Mm-hmm.
Be empathetic. Let people know that, okay, this is how it is. And then they will try to work on themselves.
You may be that person to even love them to healing. You may be that person that will help them. It's difficult. See, I listened to a podcast recently and I was still sharing it with us yesterday that, you know, many times when we say we are moving, toxic friendship, toxic this one, toxic that one, sometimes it's us running away from processes that could make us better, and sometimes it's us actually running away from our responsibility in people's lives. Not everybody will be easy to love. To be honest, 99.9% of us are difficult to love. We have our areas that are very, you know, tough. We have our parts, we have our flaws. To even you that you are the ghost, you have your flaws. You have probably something that they are loving you either way. They are still loving you in spite of, you know, they are loving you despite these things. But you, because of whatever reason, you just want to disappear. You encounter one small problem, you want to clear them off, you want to cancel them. Cancel culture is not scriptural. I've said it before and I'll keep saying it. Cancel culture is not scriptural, because if it was, Jesus should have canceled Judas and Peter. He should have. But after his experience, he came back and he still laid the responsibility of the church in the hands of Peter, the man that betrayed him, that denied him thrice. So for you to see that Jesus saw where Peter was coming from, he saw where he was going, and he knew that only him could love Peter to healing. Yes, you say, but me, am I Jesus? You are not Jesus, but you are a follower of Jesus. You have Christ in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So don't just ghost people. Don't just cancel people. Don't just cancel people. Don't just for any reason just say, oh, today we are good, tomorrow I'm off. I'm not feeling the vibe. I'm not feeling the energy. So because of that, energy is not winning. Even in marriage, do you know that it's what you do in your friendship that you do when you marry? You think that, oh, when I marry, it's going to be different. I'm going to love that person. Sometimes you will want your space. What will you now do? You will just leave the house for 2 weeks and come back and meet your spouse after 2 weeks. Do you know how mentally, you think the person has died? They don't matter to the person. All sorts of thoughts would have gone through that person's head. And they just show up and say it's because you needed space. That's rude, disrespectful, and all sorts of things. The person is not cheered. The person is not a settee.
You don't just leave people in a particular space and feel like you can walk back into their life anytime.
They are not cup that you left on the table. They are not spoon that is in the kitchen. They are not pots. In fact, pots go, if you leave pot alone, you can come back and there's already stew and this meat inside. They are not furniture that you can just leave and come back to meet like that. They are human beings with feelings. You're not even respecting their emotions and all that. If you just feel you can just walk out on them and walk back in. They are not cutting that is hanging, no. They are real human beings, real life people that have loved you. So it's going to be difficult to detach. And if they are secure people, yes, they will try to give explanation. They will do all that for you. And it may even be toxic on their part, self. You know, they've not been giving explanation, but when you come back, they're welcoming you when they should be knocking your head and telling you that no, you don't do this. So I think that we have reached 40 minutes. So I've actually tried, you know, with this very few points of ours. I just want to explain from the aspect of the ghostie and the ghoster that ghosting is not good for both people. On both ends, it is not good. Instead of ghosting people, you can choose to have healthy conversations. Instead of ghosting people, you can choose to just grow and learn from these things. You know, I have had a recent episode where I could have ghosted the person, but I had a final conversation and I just said, see, this is how I don't like how this is going. I don't like this and this. I don't like it. I feel this and, you know. And I just left off. I left the conversation. But I know that this person will at least understand why I need space. This person will understand why I want to go away, you know. And this person will know that I still love them. They are still my person, irrespective of what might have happened. So please, try as much as possible to give people closure. Try as much as possible not to even ghost people. It's part of your growth process. Loving difficult people is a big part of your growth process, because it will expand your patience. It teach you long suffering. Teach you kindness. You know, regardless of what is going on, you will learn how to be kind to people. You know, it will make you extra patient. You just don't know where that patience is coming from, because loving difficult people, you have to be patient. And many of us are difficult to love. So don't stop looking for where the grass is already green, or where stop looking for people that are already. A lot of people, it's going to take a lot of years. As you're working on yourself, help them to people. Everybody is working on themselves, to be honest. So don't be the reason somebody will go 5 steps back in their, you know, in their self, what would I call this now, in their self-development process. Thank you. Don't be the reason why somebody will journey backwards. Don't be that reason. Don't be the person that will trigger all their past insecurities. Instead, be secure enough. Be mature enough. Yes, we like to claim maturity. Be mature enough to actually hold those difficult conversations. Ghosting is a thing of, is what children do. You do not give me your bicycle. I'm not going to talk to you again. It's children that do it. Adults don't do that. You see adults doing it, but those adults are doing something that is childish and is very dangerous. With, you know, all that we've said today, I hope that you are not going to ghost people who need to be around. Because if you ghost, you better remain a ghost, so don't come back. If you are a ghost and I've dragged your hair, we've dragged your hair, we've dragged your shirt, your button have come out, please, you know, do well. Look left and right and take dressing from all that we have said. With love and plenty light, that's how I'm signing out today. Till next time. And you will not say bye-bye to my people, ne?
Bye.
Bye.